Most of the investors in the CityStream investor crew still have their W-2 job. They invest it into real estate like they've always wanted to, and they enjoy the benefits of cash flow, passive income, appreciation, equity, and tax benefits. Welcome. I am Camilla Jeffs, a 20-year student of money. I'm an introvert who started out broke and full of fear. Fast forward to today, where I've conquered the secrets of getting my financial house in order, become a professional investor, and built a business that supports my family. And I'm going to show you exactly how I did it. We're going to talk about getting in the game as a real investor, building a business to support you, and passing on wealth strategies to the next generation. Think of this as your one-stop shop for all things money. This is the Quiet Wealth Podcast. Hello, welcome back to Quiet Wealth Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here. Today is episode 73, Getting Started with Real Estate Investing While Still Working a W-2. Now, is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. But I think one of the things you really want to ask yourself is, do you want to be active or passive in real estate investing? Or in other words, how much time do you have? So I'm going to tell you our story. So my husband and I got married young, and we decided we wanted to invest in real estate. So we got our first property, which was the house hack, where we rented out the basement apartment. And that's what really got us excited about investing in real estate, because we realized the power of it. We realized that, oh, wow, okay, we can live in this house for almost free, and someone else is paying for it. And that was pretty cool. So we really wanted to get started with real estate investing. At the time, we had just had our first baby. And so I was home. I was the stay-home parent with that baby, and my husband had a W-2. So for us, it worked because one of us was a stay-home parent and the other was a W-2 worker. So I took on the role of the acquisition specialist, of the landlord, of finding the properties, getting them financed. And then he and I worked together to fix them up and do any maintenance or things on the outside for that. So it worked for us while he had the W-2. Now, for the first 15 years of our marriage and our investing experience, it was him with the W-2 and me leading the investments. It's actually a really great strategy to have one spouse with a W-2 and one spouse without a W-2 with those investments, because you can save a ton of money on your taxes. So the spouse with the W-2 or is making W-2 income, it's called active income, that is taxed differently. And sometimes the losses from your real estate don't offset the active income, but they can offset the active income if you have a spouse who is a real estate professional tax status. So check with your CPA on that. I'm not a CPA, so I can't give you advice on how to do that, but I just know that it worked for us. Now, 15 years in, if you've heard my story before, you know that I got completely burnt out. We had 5 children and about 15 properties, and it was a lot because we were DIYing everything. And so I got burnt out and I was like, I need to take a pause on my investing. So I went back to school in my late 30s and got my MBA, did a full-time MBA program. And I got my MBA and then I got a W-2. So now we both had W-2 jobs and we started working W-2 jobs. And then I was like, you know, this W-2 job is not really going to make us millionaires. So I got to do something different. So we went back to our investing roots. But at the time, when we were both working W-2 jobs, we didn't have time. We didn't have time to go out and be active real estate investors. It was a lot to manage. And with our 5 children, full-time jobs and demanding jobs, we decided that we wanted to invest passively. And that's when we started investing in group investments, where we could just join as a passive investor, meaning we took our money and we invested our money with a group of people. And a whole bunch of us pooled our money together. And then we relied on the experts who had bought apartments before to go out and find one. And they found a great property and they bought it. We all bought it together. And now we all share in the profits, which is pretty awesome. So when you're working a W-2, it's absolutely possible to be an active investor, meaning you're the one out there finding the property, fixing it up, getting the being the landlord and all of that. But it's also possible that you are simply a passive investor. So if you want to be an active investor, like we did in our first 15 years, and really get out there and do it, but you have a W-2, I want to give you some tips. If you have a full-time job, you know, outside of real estate, and then you want to invest in real estate, you could say that real estate is your side hustle, because lots of people have side businesses, right? Doing consulting, freelance work, or whatever. So your side business could be owning a rental property. But here's the thing. Do you want to work 80-hour weeks? Or do you want to have time to exercise, to spend time with family and friends, read books, right? And you know, you still have to run all your errands and buy groceries and renew your car registration, take your cat to the vet, all these other things that are time-consuming tasks. So you probably have maybe less than 10 hours per week to devote to real estate activities. I mean, you could beef it up to 20 hours a week during crunch time, but you really, you know, don't kill yourself, right? You don't want to maintain a level of work on a regular basis that's going to be too much. Here's the thing though. And what if you like your normal job? Okay. Cause some people, they hate their job. They want to quit their full-time job and just do something else, right? But there's other people that really like their job. They enjoy it. They like what they do. They like their coworkers, and that's awesome. And so there's no reason for them to want to leave, but it is important to continue investing. And so balancing real estate investing with your full-time job is kind of a feat. So how do you do that? Well, tip number one here is to stay flexible. If you can have any kind of flexibility in your W-2 job, that's critical. So for me, when I still had my W-2 job, as I was getting into commercial real estate and becoming an active commercial real estate investor, I had to figure out some kind of flexible schedule. And so it was, you know, I'd get up and I'd work for a couple hours in the morning in my real estate business, and then I would clock into my W-2 job. And then at lunchtime, I would clock out and I would do more work on my real estate business at lunchtime. And then I'd clock into my W-2 job for the afternoon, finish that, and then I'd put in a couple more hours in the evening, just depending on what was happening that week. But if you have a flexible day job, if you can negotiate some kind of flexible day job, which, by the way, employers are more apt to do for you now. Thank you, COVID, for that, right? There's always a silver lining in every hardship that we go through, is because we think differently. Like I said, the last podcast, I was talking about recessions and how it actually can be a good thing because it helps us to think differently, just like the pandemic has helped us to think differently about life. But make sure your day job is flexible, because you know sometimes people do need to reach you midday. I mean, even if you try to outsource everything, a tenant's going to call you with a question, needs to be answered as soon as possible, or an agent tries to get a hold of you by the end of the business day, contractors show up late, things like that happen. So you need a job that's flexible enough to let you jump on a phone call or run home for 30 minutes to check on something. Flexibility is important. Tip number two is time management. There's all sorts of time management techniques out there, but I really like the Pomodoro technique. It's Pomodoro, spelled P-O-M-O-D-O-R-O. That's a lot of O's. It's one of my favorite ones. So the idea behind this says that a person can't devote more than about 25 minutes of focused concentration at a time. So you work in 25-minute spurts, and then you have a 5-minute break, right? And then after you've done 4 of these spurts, which is about 2 hours, you take a longer break that's like between 15 to 30 minutes. You can use timers to help you with this. You set a timer like 25 minutes, okay, and then you focus on one thing for 25 minutes. And it's amazing how much you can get done when you focus on that, right? And then if you find yourself like your focus wandering or whatever, get up, run an errand, go do something else, right? Don't just sit in front of your computer with your attention span kind of wandering. Get up and do something else. And it will kind of help you reshift and get back into gear. Tip number three, delegate. I'm sure I don't need to explain this too much, but it's so important to delegate tasks. If you're not delegating, you're doing it all. And you've got to make choices that will save time, even if it costs a little bit more. And it's okay. It's okay to go for convenience because it preserves your time, and time is a precious resource. Tip number four is to set a start and an end time. Work will expand to fill time that you allot for it. Okay. But if you put a defined start and end time during your working hours, it forces you to be more productive during that time. So if you have a 5 p.m. deadline and at 5, you have to leave and go pick up the kids, for example, well, you go pick up the kids, right? And so this is important to set your start and end time so that you don't just overextend yourself, because working a W-2 job and trying to be an active investor in real estate is tricky. It's hard. We've done it and it is tricky. But what if you don't want to put in the time? Like I said before, we pivoted and decided to do passive investing. Then you just join a group investment and you make your investments passive. Most of the investors in the Steady Stream Investor crew still have their W-2 job, and very demanding jobs too. So it doesn't make sense to take on another job when they can simply invest their money. And so use their hard-earned money, they invest it into real estate like they've always wanted to, and they enjoy the benefits of cash flow, passive income, appreciation, equity, and really strong tax benefits. So it's a super cool thing. So if you have a W-2, awesome. You don't have to get rid of it if you don't want to. You can still invest in real estate and be very successful as a real estate investor. So reach out if you have any questions. Like I said, we always need to share the education to share the wealth. So please share this episode with a friend, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now. Thanks so much for joining me on the Quiet Wealth Podcast. If you want more, head on over to CamillaJeffs.com/podcast to get the show notes and dive into other episodes. While you're there, be sure to grab the free guide to building wealth. And if you know a friend who is struggling with money, please send this episode to them. Let's share the wealth in as many ways as we can. Until next time, much success.